to be praised. I sent a dance, gallon to keep me at the fire blaze, yeah.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
You know, this is what Trinidad Tobago sounds like in the summer.
Okay.
During the reggae fest.
Don't know. I've never been.
Well, we have a friend who's from Trinidad Tobago.
Okay. Does he have like a reggae fest every summer?
Not him in particular. He used to be a police officer. Can I just say something to him?
Yeah.
In your face, Eltron. United States. USA. USA. Okay.
You're so excited about this.
Well, hey, listen, I don't get excited much about soccer, because even though you believe that, and you all call me kickball fans and all this, I get it. But I just only get excited about national games.
It doesn't matter. Like, I thought that this was an important game.
It is.
No, it clearly is not, because you explained to me off the air that they've got like 12 games total.
10 games total.
You said there were six teams. Oh, I guess the United States is one of them. So they have. So they're halfway through
their
run.
Your math is like my math.
So they're halfway through their run, and they're 3-2. So it didn't matter. They could have lost this one and still won the
next
five.
Well, but they
five.
Can still, if they lose another one, if they
Which
and
they
also
probably
well,
will
and here's the other issue
against Mexico.
Can I convolute that even more for you?
Yeah.
Okay. There's also goal differential. So, for instance, when the United States went down to Costa Rica and got throttled something like 5-0,
okay,
that goal differential matters. So, for instance, if at the end of everything, if who knows, us and Honduras are tied with points and they have more goal differential, then we're out.
But they'll have another opportunity to play Honduras, right? Because they have to play everyone twice.
Yes. Costa Rica.
Then Costa Rica has to come here.
Yes.
So
they hate it here.
I just don't understand what every... Because literally people were losing their heads after they lost their first, like, a couple
particularly
games.
Particularly Jurgen Klinsmann. He lost his head.
And I'm like, oh, this sounds important. Maybe they're not going to make the World Cup. And then you're telling me that, oh, they're not even halfway through. They have a winning record. They have five more games, at least two of three of which are here. I'm like, so.
So soccer fans in the United States are a bit frantic. I will give you that. However, it was important. It was enough to fire a coach over.
In the end.
It was enough to fire a coach over.
Well, okay.
I mean, they fired
and
a coach.
Hire a guy that they'd already had like twice
before. Yeah, and he's won three straight.
And then when he loses the next two, they'll fire him.
No.
They was like hockey coaches. Like, hockey coaches can win a Stanley Cup, and then like 2 years later, sorry, you're out. Boom. See the door. It's just weird. Those sports are weird. They're very, I mean, that's strange.
Yeah, nothing like that ever happens in football.
You know what?
Jim Tomsula.
It shouldn't. If you want to have a successful franchise,
one
team,
year.
You shouldn't. And that's why that team is going to suck for a while. I mean, the Broncos are lucky because the power doesn't come from its coaches necessarily. It comes from John Elway. So we can afford
to have,
you know, a coach for 2 years and then a coach for a year. And now we have another brand new coach who hopefully Joseph will be here for a long time. Stability is how you build winners, you know? And so you've got rid of Klinsmann. I don't know what his name is.
Klinsmann. He is German though. Or no, he's United States now, but hey, listen. Klinsmann.
So you got rid of him. You brought in this retread that's already been the coach of this team like three times.
Once.
And now I guarantee you, if the United States does not make the World Cup, they will fire him and go fire some other guy that's probably coached the team before.
Yes. If the United States does not make the World Cup, they will indeed fire him.
I just don't know why people care.
Because I want to make the World Cup.
Why?
I care. Why?
Why?
Because the World Cup is fun. The World Cup is fun.
For who?
Me.
Okay.
You too. I have seen you at many World Cups.
Because I go root for a team that I know at least has a chance to win. The United States does not have a chance to win.
You go and drink.
Well, I do go drink.
Okay, you and everybody else.
But I can go drink without a soccer game. I do that at home. That's called Tuesday.
Well, yes, but you're not with bunches of people elbow to elbow yelling and cheering and throwing beer at each other. I mean,
you know, I've done that a couple times, and it feels like being very lonely in a large group of people because they're all spouting off names and rules and pointing at things that I should know, and I'm very much a fish out of water when I go do that. So. The most fun I had watching a World Cup was when I went to a bar by myself in Sterling, Colorado. Nobody else even, like, knew the games were on. and they found the one sports bar, and in the corner of the building they had like the one TV showing a British game. England was playing somebody, and I was like, oh, I'll root for England. I know England.
They speak English.
They speak English, and they lost. Okay.
And that made you sad.
I wasn't sad because I'm like, okay. I didn't know if they were supposed to do well or not.
The English are used to it by now.
Well, we are used to it by now. Like, we will never win the World Cup ever. It's like,
do you know what the difference between us and England is?
England expects that they might.
England invented the sport.
Okay. Well, we invented baseball, and now South America and Japan are taking the game over. Like, they're winning all these world contests.
You know who the defending champion of the World Baseball Classic is?
Well, this year it's the United States.
Yes.
But before that, it was not the United States.
No, probably Japan.
Probably. So, I mean, you know, hey, we went to...
Well, Puerto Rico was in the last two finals, and that's kind of like the United States.
Not really.
Kind of.
Not really.
It is.
I mean, they're not really.
You don't need a passport to go there.
That's fair. You don't. It's kind of like Canada.
No, you need a passport to go to Canada.
I remember a time you didn't. I actually went into Canada without a passport legally. We were on a ferry. No one ever said, we're like, I had it ready. Like, come and check my passport.
No, it's a long way to swim.
They're like, no, we're fine. Didn't even check us when we got off the ferry. Like, got in the car, drove off. Here we go to Halifax. I mean, that's what we did.
Oh, good. Good for you. Well, you know, and the best part was is that 2 tons of cocaine that your mom had in the back didn't get caught.
Yeah, yeah. We're smuggling it into Nova Scotia.
Well, they need it more than most people.
I don't know, man. It's a beautiful country.
It is.
It's a beautiful country, and they have great wine.
Yeah.
And great seafood.
Were you there in the winter?
Oh, no. Yeah,
they need it.
We were there in the fall.
Okay, so close. That's why you were bringing it in, because they need it.
I think southern Nova Scotia is pretty temperate. I mean, it's like, temperate.
Something like 80% of all Canada lives within 40 miles of the U.S. border.
Okay. Did you know that 82% of the entire world's population lives near an ocean or a large body of water?
Did you know that 90% of statistics are usually wrong?
No, that's true. I saw it on a commercial for the Navy.
I'm sure you... Well, if the Navy says it, it's probably true.
For the Navy, and I thought that makes us in Colorado very special. We're part of the 23 percenters.
That aren't near water?
Yeah.
You're right near water.
A large body of water. And by that, I mean like Lake Michigan.
Are you telling me City Park is not a large body of water?
Yes, that's exactly
what
I'm
about Chatfield Reservoir? That's a pretty large body.
Nope. Like, it's got to be a large body. I'm assuming when it says large body of water, like, you can't see the other side of the shore.
I tell my wife we're mountain folk, and she just shakes her head and cries a little.
Well, where's she from? Venezuela?
Yeah, they're closer to the beach.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, like, so they...
Because they have mountains in Venezuela.
They do. High ones. Called the Andes.
Yeah, you could be a mountain folk, too.
You can be a mountain folk. But Caracas, which is at, like, pretty close to here, maybe a little bit lower.
Yeah.
In terms of elevation, but it goes like an hour or 40 minutes to the airport,
mm-hmm.
is the beach.
All straight down?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Don't know. Never been. Probably never will go. I mean, I've seen TV shows. I saw
Venezuela,
lots of
by the way, speaking of soccer, since we'll finish this up so I can don't make your life miserable for more than one more segment.
Yes.
Venezuela, the under 23s.
Okay.
They're in the final of the under 23 World Cup.
Woo. Yay.
Do you want my wife to send you a sternly worded?
I just don't. I mean, honestly, I
don't. If Venezuela wins,
nobody even knows that there is an under 20 soccer team. Under 20. That's what I said.
It's in Hong Kong, or no? It's in South Korea.
Okay, so they're going to win the Children's World Cup.
Yes.
Yay!
The Harry Potter Cup.
But what does that mean? Again, context. That means
the United States has never won any World Cup at any level.
Well, of course we haven't. We're never going to.
Lots of people haven't.
We're the United States.
U.S. America.
We just don't care.
U.S. America. Venezuelans don't care either. They care about baseball.
Well, someone cares because they put together a team.
They do. I mean, they're decent. They could. They got to play England on Sunday. I told my wife, I go, do you realize that if Venezuela wins the under 20 World Cup, everybody in your country is going to riot?
See, and I don't understand that because you said they only care about baseball. Because I can guarantee you,
I am making a joke.
If the United States won the World Cup, political, we would not riot.
No, but
there would be like 14 people in New York and some in San Francisco.
They're kind of rioting about everything else,
right?
So that was the joke.
So they'll just incorporate the soccer win into
their riots. Yay, riots! Let's go bang some pots.
Yeah, we won't riot. We would never riot over soccer.
Do you know?
Is why we probably never should win.
Do you know who will riot if the United States ever wins the World Cup?
Who?
Everybody else.
Oh, the rest of the world?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll be pretty upset.
Actually, it'll be the only way to truly unite the world is if the United States wins the Soccer World Cup, and then everyone will be like, oh, let's kill that people.
See, now, in that respect, I would like to see the United States win a World Cup. If nothing else, just to see the world lose their minds.
That is the Big Fuzz I know. We'll be back after this. Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.